HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Spirit Talk Live, Journeys into Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Duffy, inviting you to come on the journey, join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirits. It is a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and rational empiricists, for people of all religions and of no religion, of all faiths and of no faith, because here on Spirit Talk Live, nothing is sacred and everything is sacred. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of Spirit Talk Live. We're very, very glad that you're here with us, and we thank you for joining with us on the program today. As always, I'm very happy to remind you of my newest book, The Real Name of God, Embracing the Full Essence of the Divine. It's radical theology, revolutionary theology. It is the formula and the pathway theologically to oneness consciousness in this world. You can get it at Amazon. Take a look at the website, www.godisanochi.com. And I'm also very, very thrilled to announce, as I told you previously, that in the fall of 2020, my newest book, Radical Loving, One God, One World, One People, will be published by a great spiritual publisher, Monkfish Publishing. And this is the book that is the prescription to the entire world for transformation and evolution through radical loving and awesome holiness. And so we'll tell you more about the book as it comes along. And it's very, very important that I announce that today, because today is a very, very solemn and a very sad day for the United States of America, this great country which we all love so much. For in just a couple of hours, the House of Representatives of the United States Congress will vote impeachment against the President of the United States, only the third time in American history where the President has been impeached by the House of Representatives. The articles of impeachment will go to the Senate, where it looks like they will be defeated, and the President will claim exoneration. But of course, exoneration does not mean not guilty. It just means political exoneration. Nevertheless, it is a sad day for our country when it has come to this, and the polarity and the disagreements and the rancor that is manifest in our country today is really powerfully, profoundly sad. And so this vote of impeachment is a ramification of this, the symptom of what is wrong with the country today, what's wrong with the world today. And it calls for a great healing. And that healing, I hope, will be outlined in many, many ways for you in my new book, Radical Loving. And even if it isn't through my work, it has to be through the work of people of goodwill, people of love, who will help save this country and save this world from breaking apart over our differences. The only way our teacher taught us to be together is to be together. The only way to get it together is to be together. The only way to be together is to get it together. And so that is our hope, that's our prayer, as this new year begins to dawn upon us. Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, this blessed season, and this call to wake up. The call to wake up and to come to our senses and to be a country of goodness and worth and decency and dignity and grace once again. So who could be better to come and talk to us about these things and what is going on energetically, spiritually in this world right now than our most popular and frequent guest, my most popular and frequent wife, the holy spiritualist Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the Rebbetzin of the Elijah Minyan, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psychospiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the monthly internet publication, The Cosmic Times, Spiritual News You Can Use. Alan's not been on the program for the last 5 or 6 months, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, does she have things to tell us today. So it is, as always, a great pleasure to welcome back to Spirit Talk Live, coming to us right from, actually, no more than 10 feet away from me in our offices and studio here in North County, San Diego, California, my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman-Dossick. Ellen, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you so much.
So, it's an extraordinary time.
That it is. Absolutely. We have in front of us this incredible opportunity to step forward into larger versions of ourselves. And we're all being called in that direction. And I think things on the outside look very urgent to us in order to invite us forward within our own beings to become enhanced, more loving, more compassionate, more open, more flowing, more connected, more sourced versions of our own self. And boy, we're just seeing it in living color right now, even as we speak. And you know, I think the one of the messages here is that we can be both compassionate and clear about truth and light at the same time. We can be both just and compassionate. And that's called leading from love. And that's what's being required right now. And so we're watching as, in many instances, the opposite is taking place in front of us. And our leaders are not leading from love. They're leading from fear and anger and retribution and smallness. And we, the people, need to stand up and begin to resume our role as the leaders of this world from a place of love.
And so, does that mean that we're small also?
We have been small. We've believed ourselves to be small for centuries and centuries and centuries. We have referred to ourselves as sheep. I just got to sing Messiah over the weekend, and "Oh, we like sheep" is one of the big parts of Messiah. "Oh, we like sheep." And
of course, the Lord is my
shepherd, of course. And so, you know, we say we have gone astray, which is Isaiah. We have gone astray. And I think the astray, I think the place that we've missed the mark is we have forgotten in our sheepishness that we are actually really divine, that we are made in the image of. And to remember that is to remember also the love with which we were made. You know, we were made in the image of the divine. That is, we were made to carry and express and be a vehicle and a channel for love. And, you know, if we're sheep, then we're always looking for a good shepherd or someone to save us from the wolves and the mountain lions and all of that stuff. And so we continue to look around even now and say, who will come to save us? Well, we are the ones we have been waiting for. And we can be humble, and we can also stand forward in the power of love in which we were made, with which we were made, to begin to speak that love and speak that compassion and speak that need for justice and fairness in our world.
So you indicate in this issue of the Cosmic Times that many, many people have had shattering experiences over the last weeks and months, and great pain. There's great pain in the world that's being reflected from what's happening on an international and a national level, but also it's part of our own personal lives. There have been deaths and illnesses and divorces and estrangements and fights and there's nothing more fraught with danger than a family Thanksgiving or Christmas table. What's happening? Why is that seemingly every time your phone rings or my phone rings, somebody is calling us to tell us of a shattering of some sort in their lives? What's going on energetically, spiritually?
It's so true what you're talking about. I think all of us who are listening to this broadcast know the shatterings in our own lives and also see it in the lives of all of our friends and loved ones. My goodness, it's happening everywhere. And, of course, nothing happens externally that isn't happening internally. The external stuff that we hear on the evening news is simply a reflection of what's going on inside of each of us. And because the oneness, we're in a oneness consciousness already, there is a matrix of oneness, and it can't happen to one without happening to all, and that's what's going on. And so, yes, indeed, it is a tremendously painful time. And as you use that word, very, very shattering, literally. Guidance has said that shattering comes when we remain in our own stubbornness and fear in a small, confined place, a place that is smaller and more confined than we can remain in without dying. That sometimes it's almost like we hold on to our blankies for such a long time that eventually we don't need them anymore, but we still hang on to them, and eventually they're going to trip us up and send us rocketing down a flight of stairs to end at the bottom in a heap. And rather than that happening, that those blankies are yanked from us. And that's what we're experiencing, that not only each of us, but the world as a whole is really insisting on, has been insisting on remaining in the small confines of what we might refer to as 3D, or that place of separation, or that belief that I am separate from everyone and everything else, or that each moment is separate from all other moments and can be walled off. Sometimes we're so intent on remaining in this small confined limitation that we actually talk about taking billions of dollars and building walls to wall ourselves up. And, there comes a point when, unless the baby is birthed out of the confines of the uterus, it will die. There comes a time when we have to birth. And then the contractions start, and it is incredibly painful and incredibly disruptive, not only to the mother, but to the baby as well. And sometimes that's what's required in order for us to move into that more expanded world and worldview that we are ready for. So if you've had a shattering in your life lately, it's because whoever you were or whatever situation you have been in is too small to hold the transforming you. And you weren't going to let go of it yourself. You weren't going to voluntarily walk out into a larger place. And so you were shoved or kicked or, you know, sort of rudely extruded from that small confined place. And it's painful and disruptive. And we emerge not knowing who we are because we're not used to being big.
Well, what do you say to the people who say, hey, I'm going to take that blankie and just put it over my head, get under the covers, and veg out on TV or on listening to music, or I'll just read junky novels. It's cold, it's wet, it's damp, it's not a lot of fun to be outside. And I really don't want to face this kind of world now. So what do you as a therapist and what do you as a spiritualist have to say to folks like that?
I think that's all of us. I think you're describing what all of us would love to be able to do. And to some extent, it's what all of us have been doing, and that's the purpose of a shattering. And so, yes, we probably would stay in those small spaces with our heads under the blankies forever, except that these shattering experiences have occurred, and they force us out, and so we get a really frightening diagnosis, and then we have to stand forward and take steps to attend to ourselves in ways that maybe we never have paid attention to before. And our relationships implode, and then maybe we're called to become more accepting, more compassionate, more loving, more available, more present in those relationships than we ever have been before. We're just seeing it on every level. And I think, you know, we do have the capacity. We it's a free will universe. We could simply remain ignorant of what's going on and keep hiding away. But I think if we choose open-heartedness and love, this world will progress and we will progress. And if we choose to wall off our hearts and remain in fear, the love will be blocked and we'll just get smaller and smaller and smaller until we disappear.
Okay, so at the beginning of the Jewish morning prayer service, and I think there are this question like this comes up in almost any kind of worship, but we have the words smack us in our face every morning. It says, Ma nachnu mechayenu. Who are we and what are our lives? So if we take that into the singular, what am I? Who am I? Who am I? And what is my life all about? So you write in the Cosmic Times that we may not really have known who we are. And we don't know our bodies anymore, and we have a great deal of self-doubt and a great deal of uncertainty. We don't know our place in this world as it unfolds around us, and we can't get a grip on it. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to ask you, Ellen, what it is about what are our lives and who are we? And how do we deal with all these kinds of things that are, in many, many ways, stifling our growth and keeping us little, as opposed to, I think I read a little ditty not long ago, we can become as big as our souls. So those are the questions that we're asking now. They're very, very important questions on this real day of infamy in the United States. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. Here, along with my holy wife, the Rebbetzin, the spiritualist, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, discussing these cosmic times. We'll be back after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.
We're back. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, along with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, the world master practitioner and teacher of the psycho-spiritual therapy Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of the monthly internet publication, the Cosmic Times Spiritual News You Can Use. Ellen, before we go on, please tell people how they can get in touch with you to find out about your work, about your Soul Memory Discovery Therapy, and about subscribing to the Cosmic Times.
They are welcome, all of you are welcome to email me at ekdossick@aol.com. You can go to events at Soul Memory Discovery to sign up for the Cosmic Times. You can go to our website, www.soulmemorydiscovery.com, and you are more than welcome to call me at 760-943-1674 if you want more information about any of this.
And that would be between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. California time. So if you are on the East Coast and it's 9 o'clock for you, it's still only 6 o'clock in the morning here, so please don't call then. Call between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. California time. Go take a look at the website and go take a look at the possibility of being a subscriber to the Cosmic Times. Actually, there's a holiday special going on right now, I believe. $10 off the yearly subscription. So go grab it. Ellen, before the break, we were talking about how many of us are feeling so little, and how many of us are not knowing who we are, what our lives are about, or what we're supposed to be doing, feeling as if we're not in our bodies. We're walking around watching our bodies and being dismembered in many, many ways, and the doubts and uncertainties about our life. How do you respond to that in a spiritual, psycho-spiritual, and energetic, universally energetic way?
Well, there are lots and lots of reasons for us feeling this way. First of all, if our lives have experienced a shattering at all, we're thrust from a whole gestalt that we're very familiar with into an entire unknown. And that's enough in and of itself to make us question all of what we are and who we are and who we've been. And there are several other big pieces that are going on right now that make us wonder as well and very, very unsure of who we are. The first is that there is an enormous transformation that is beginning to occur that is affecting all of our not-so-subtle bodies, the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual. Our bodies are beginning an immense transformation that will occur over a very, very long period of time that will take these bodies from being in 3D form to bodies that are a whole lot lighter, more transparent, and radially oriented rather than bilaterally oriented. That is, we will approach the world and be in the world not in terms of the polarization of left, right, back, forward, up, and down, but we will be in ourselves and in the world eventually in a radially oriented position, meaning that everything is measured in and out from the internal heart and out and back in again, all the way around us. So it's a very interesting shift that's happening, and it's begun. The only system in our physical body that is fully functional in all the bodies is our endocrine system. And so eventually, the reason for that is our endocrine system functions with the MO, with the modus operandi, communicate, harmonize, and balance. our immune systems, which have always been responsible, so long as we've been human beings on Earth, keeping our bodies intact and whole and healthy, operates according to an MO that says identify, isolate, and annihilate. And you can hear that that's not going to wash real well in oneness consciousness. And so the immune system's responsibility for keeping our bodies intact is slowly shifting over to the endocrine system, whose MO to communicate, harmonize, and balance is much more in tune with 5D oneness consciousness. So that is begun, and so we are in a very massive transformation that will go on for a very, very long time.
If it goes on for a long time, what about the pain and the doubt and the uncertainty that people are facing right at this very moment?
Well, there are lots of reasons for that. Some will be felt long term, and some will be resolved relatively quickly. But I do think we are in a very massive transformation as a humankind and as a planet. And I think it will be maybe decades and decades before we have any really clear idea of who we are. So I think you know, when nothing is certain on the outside and when nothing else is certain on the inside either, it forces us to grab hold of whatever certainty we can lay our hands on. And so some people have grabbed onto demagoguery. Some people have grabbed onto tyranny. Some people have grabbed onto cult personalities. And some people are grabbing onto the divine, which is truly the only stable constant. And hopefully more and more people will wake up to grab onto the divine rather than to any one person who stands up and says, I am the answer.
So this is a ancient answer. Even if my enemies rose up against me, even if armies rose up against me, even if my mother and father forsook me, you, O God, would be with me.
Exactly.
This is the psalm. So part of the problem of our world, as I see it, and you can agree or not, is that for so many people for so long, the only way to God has been through religious institutions. And people are not so happy with religious institutions. We see that more than 25% now of Americans say they never set foot in a religious institution. And the old forms, the old worship services, the old authoritarian structures don't work for many, many, many people. And so that leads us toward creating a deep, personal, intimate, loving relationship with God, with the divine. And so do you have for us a methodology, a way for those who might like to do that but don't know how?
It's such a good question.
Thank you.
You know, all the religions they all began looking for truth, for the truth of spirit, and over time became institutions. And an institution's goal is to preserve itself. And what that means then is that over time, institutions are not able to hold light, which is ever-changing. And so as more and more people wake up and open their hearts and listen to the divine I Am presence within, they know that they can't go to organized, institutionalized religion to find spirit. And so more and more people are finding spirit within themselves, within their own small group of seekers. They're finding other seekers to connect with, to increase the power of the search. And I know that many, many religions are attempting to let go of their defining lines, or the lines that have defined them, and attempt to open to being able to receive spirit in the moment. It's part of the immense transformation on this planet.
And so when we come back, I'll talk a little bit for just a minute or two about the pathway I see toward an intimate relationship with the divine. And then we'll ask Ellen, if you have been following this program for the more than 10 years that we've been on the air, you know that she has talked many times about the Anunnaki. And it seems as if they are rearing their presence again. And so we'll ask Ellen, what's with the Anunnaki? Well, she'll remind us who they are, what's with them, and why they are returning to our consciousness. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dasik, along with my holy wife, the lovely, the beautiful, the brilliant, Holy Rebbetzin Ellen Kaufman Dasik. And we'll be back after these messages, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
I'm Rabbi Wayne Dasik, along with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dasik, the world's leading teacher, practitioner of the psycho-spiritual therapy soul memory discovery, and the channel author of the internet publication, The Cosmic Times. Once more, Ellen, if we want to get in touch with you, how do we do that?
EKDasik@AOL.com or 760-943-1674 or www.soulmemorydiscovery.com.
So check her out. Check out subscribing to the Cosmic Times. Check out a session with her or one of her facilitators all over the world. Ellen has trained more than 400, close to 500, I believe, facilitators all over the who are now in their communities all over the world who do soul memory discovery psychotherapy. So at the just before the break, I indicated that I would talk for a moment about how I see creating that deep personal intimate relationship with God, and it's as simple as it is profound, and that is talk to God and God listens. Listen when God talks to you. And some people call that prayer, some people call that meditation, some people call that going to services, some people call it all kinds of things, but that's really the basis. The basis is a deep personal pillow talk kind of conversation with God. If you don't know how to do it at the beginning, then religious language, prayer book language, meditation language can help you. You can get into the spirit, into the place with a word, with a mantra, with a word or two of prayer. But it is as simple and it is profound as coming to God and saying, "Hello, God, it's me." Technically, grammatically, "Hello, God, it's I." But "Hello, God, it's me. I'd like to talk to you. Here's who I am. You know who I am. But here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I need. Here's what I desire. Here's what I hope. Here's what I'm willing to do." And then listen as God talks to you, because God will respond to you. That's the way to begin when you are feeling alone, when you are feeling in need, when you are feeling in desire. God is waiting for you, and you have your place with God. God says, "Hine makom iti," here is your place with me. And God's just waiting for you, so all you need to do is be in touch. So, Ellen, remind us who the Anunnaki are, remind us what the Anunnaki did or do, and remind us and tell us why the Anunnaki are coming into our consciousness again so strongly right now.
So this is another really good reason why we are so confused about who we are and what we might stand for and what we might be doing in this world right now. In the beginning, when human beings were first created, human beings were created to be able to survive and thrive in a 5D world of oneness consciousness. That is, human beings were designed to live in the Garden of Eden. And eventually the decision was made that the Garden of Eden wasn't the optimal place for human beings, because so long as we were in the Garden of Eden, we would remain in a state of complete innocence. And God really desired human beings who could be co-creative partners with the full divine in designing and in an ongoing design of a world. And so the decision was made that Earth should lose consciousness, should fall from the 5D range of frequency, that is oneness consciousness, to the 3D range of frequency, which enables and allows for separation, for a belief not in oneness, but in separation. And in order to enable that to happen, a group from the planet Nibiru called Anunnaki, a race of beings called Anunnaki, agreed to come to Earth and take the role of the other. And with that presence, that inflow of otherness, Earth and humankind naturally fell in consciousness from 5D to 3D, and theologians call that the fall from grace, and we read about it in the book of Genesis in very archetypal terms. And the only problem with that was that human beings' DNA had been designed for human beings to live in 3D, in 5D, not in 3D. And so it became a big question if human beings were going to be able to actually survive in a world of separation in 3D. The Anunnaki who came were quite a much more advanced, technologically advanced civilization than human beings on Earth. And they had the capacity as scientists and healers to amend DNA. And so basically they were hired by the divine to amend human DNA so that there would be an overlay on the DNA that would enable human beings to survive in 3D. And so that those amendments were made over a very long period of time so that human beings could indeed survive and thrive in 3D, and to some extent, we have. Now, we're getting ready to ascend into that higher consciousness, into that higher range of frequency that we, in which we remember the oneness of this creation, and that there is no separation. But we have this DNA that is made for survival in 3D. And so once again, the Anunnaki, or some Anunnaki, are being called forward to remove the original programming that they placed on human beings so that we can move back, if you will, human DNA. And so that has begun, and it will happen over a very long period of time. But it's another reason that we have very little idea of who we are and what are our lives right now.
And so, in our closing segment, which is coming up in just a couple of moments after these messages, we'll find out how, if extraterrestrials, those from other places in this universe, will come and help us in this transformation, and what we need to do in the next weeks, months, and years in order to take care of ourselves so that we are ready for this transformation that is on its way. I know this sounds like strange and out of this world talk, but these are extraordinary times, and the time has come when we have to talk about this because it's right in our faces. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick with my wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick. We'll be back for our final segment after these messages.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
So I hope you didn't get freaked out when I was talking about extraterrestrials, but the planets are out there, and do they have people? Don't they have people? Or whatever we call people or inhabitants. So here's Ellen to tell us about it.
So the good news is I'm going straight back to straight science. Our epigeneticists who study DNA tell us that when there is severe trauma, there is a possibility of genetic mutation. And that genetic mutation that responds to that trauma is passed down through the generations. So given our human experience in 3D over these past many thousands and thousands and thousands of years, we can really understand how many layers of trauma mutation must make up our DNA. Just layers and layers and layers of it. In fact, scientists tell us that up to 75% of our DNA is actually trauma mutation that we developed in order to cope with living in 3D, in separation consciousness. And so as we are deprogrammed from the original Anunnaki amendments to our DNA, all those layers of trauma mutation are going to need to be moved through. They will be disrupted. And because of that disruption, they won't carry the organized coding anymore that makes them relevant. And so over time, we will be able to let go of those layers and layers and layers of fear and horror and limitation and general trauma that we have developed in order to live on this earth plane in 3D. And so that's very, very wonderful news. That takes a long, long time. Unfortunately, we have devastated our Mother Earth to the point where we don't have long, long periods of time in which to get our act together to support her and help her return to a state of health. And so what's to be done? How can we get it together fast enough to save our Mother Earth and so then save ourselves? And one of the answers is also an interesting scientific conundrum. Historians and anthropologists have looked for years at the progress in human civilization. And most often they're able to find antecedents and precedents to big shifts in human consciousness. But sometimes, no matter how they look, they're not able to understand how a big shift in consciousness arrives amongst humankind. There are big examples of this. One is in building, for example, in architecture. All of a sudden, it seems, all of a sudden, out of the blue, cathedrals began to appear in Europe. These were extraordinary architectural feats that involved math and geometry and all sorts of design points that no historian or anthropologist can trace the development of. And another example of this is how it is that in a 10-year span of time, between like 1775 and 1785, democracy, an unheard of experiment, simply emerged. Three different places in the world, in the United States colonies, in France, and in Russia, all at the same time. No one knows what gave rise to that. No one can find it. One of the answers that guidance has given us is that at those times, beings from elsewhere have come to seed humankind with those new ideas and encouraged humankind to take those leaps of consciousness. And so that is what we can look forward to in this next period of time here, that there will be very conscious and loving folks from elsewhere in this universe who will be present here on this earth plane to inspire us to open our hearts and open our minds and look for light and love and begin to spread that.
Well, we're going to have to come back. We're unfortunately, we're out of time. And Ellen usually comes to the program every 4 or 5, 6 months. She's coming back in just a couple months. We're going to have a whole show just about this. Okay, Ellen?
Absolutely.
Okay. So in February, the week after your birthday, you'll come back and we'll talk a whole show about those who are coming to this world to help us. Folks, this has been a fascinating, fascinating program. Ellen, thank you so much for enlightening us and leaving us with so much more to talk about.